Kim Dumont of the Hyperion District Food Bank. Thank you very much for doing this. First of all, it's good to see you again.
Yes, you too.
How are things going here at the food bank in High Prairie?
I think things are pretty stable right now for us. We had a little financial, I think, scare a little bit this spring, just in regards to figuring if our doors were going to be continuing to be open. But I think right now, with the generosity and donations coming in over the summer, has helped us. So right now we're stable. That's how.
Stability is good, obviously, yes. Because everybody thinks of the food bank at Christmas time. And obviously with Christmas coming up, the big campaigns are coming up. How much are you expecting, and how are things heading into Christmas? And because I'm thinking clientele is up, is it not?
I think we're a little bit higher than last year. Not a huge increase, but we had to, like, during the summer we closed down like a little bit. Like, we're only open once a week. Mm-hmm. So things have been a little bit steady. I say is steady. Like, it hasn't. Kind of scares me what things might happen maybe in the next, you know, few months for people with employment and stuff like that. What's kind of going on in the economy we're seeing in this area. Just not hoping it's not a huge increase for us. But right now, I think we're pretty on board with last year.
I'm thinking with Christmas, you know, everybody's looking forward to Christmas. But when it comes to the food bank, when Christmas comes, the work starts.
Exactly.
But that's a good thing, is it not?
It is. It is a good thing. But like Christmas, we're a little bit busier, but we find after Christmas we're more busier. I find that's because, you know, a lot of people, you know, in regards to, you know, they try to spend time with their family and they don't think about having to access the food bank at that time because they're thinking of family. And then so when after Christmas, that extra expense on people's budget, then in January people are having just a little bit of a harder time. So we see a little increase in January, February, and that's just, I think, just due to the fact that, you know, people want to make sure that their kids are having a good Christmas.
As far as donations are concerned coming up with Christmas, is there some specifics that you're looking for? Is it still general as far as non-perishable food items are concerned?
Yeah, we get a lot of those. I'm really trying to kind of go out of the box a little bit because I think a lot of people think of a food bank, they think of it just being food. Mm-hmm. So right now I've been really pushing probably for the last probably year just to think that anything that a person would use daily, think about that maybe that's something that you can donate. Like, for example, toothbrushes, toothpaste, any type of hygiene products, body wash, shampoo, feminine products, stuff like that. I don't think people think about donating. So it's kind of funny when I ask people, well, what are you in need of or what would you like? And I say, hey, you know, we could use some toilet paper. Like, oh, never thought about that. And yeah. We always think about a food bank as being like soups and pastas and rice and lunch meat and lunch snacks. We never ever think about those other things that people might need, whether it be laundry soap, stuff like that, right? So I'm really trying to push that anything that a person would use daily, maybe just kind of think about that. Like, we all use shampoo, we all shower, we all do stuff like that. So those things people do ask for when they come here.
I know it's a busy time, but how much are you looking forward to the Christmas season here?
Christmas probably is one of the ones I get a little bit more excited for. I think it's because you see so many people donating to different causes, whether it's a food bank or whether it's anything else. That time of giving is a huge thing, and it warms the heart for sure.